Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
Hello everyone, I really felt a calling to share with you about the quantum dynamic happening at the moment that are going to lead all the way to end of January and February, because there is a lot going on, as you know, and I don't always feel called to share it with the public. I always receive information about what's going on in the world and the future and things like that for my High Council, for myself, but it's simply not something that I am often called to do. But here, this dynamic, it's so awesome and it's going to be so beneficial that it's very clear for me. Let's share what's going on, because I want this transmission today to be as practical as possible so you can go with your life, you know, and actually use what you're receiving during this transmission to actually make a difference in your life, to actually really harness the potency of what's going on right now. So this is a channel transmission, very closely shared in co-creation with Andromedans, the Andromedans, establishing contact. Excellent. So they want to share with us that they co-create with me and my High Council of Light, especially around architecture of life. So they are excellent at explaining dynamics and movements and geometries and things like that, okay? So they say that with the age of Aquarius, we are literally in a new reality. So we have quantum leaped or quantum shifted in a new reality. And they say it's for the whole of humanity. But because it is the beginning, it is very much like we haven't really realized that yet. It's like, you know, when a child first starts walking, it starts taking a few steps, but the child does not really realize where it's going to lead to the possibility to run a marathon one day, for example. And it takes a little bit of time for the child to be like, oh, actually, now it's my new mode of transportation, and it can take a few days, but you know, in the consciousness of a child, there is not this process that happens. So they say it's very much like you for humanity. It's going to take a little bit of time, and time is undefined, for humans to actually realize, like, wait a minute, like, it's actually very, very different. And I know that you know this because you have felt this. It really started happening many years ago. There was a lot of process of purging, of shift, of ascension happening, of spiritual awakening happening for you in your life. And over the last few months, since Lionsgate Portal, you have really been feeling that, wow, I am now in a new timeline. And quantum leaping does not necessarily mean that we have like a lot of money, we have the divine union, we have the car, we have the travels, the house in Bali or whatever. No, no, no. Quantum leaping is literally embodying a higher version of us. It is living in a higher frequency reality. And so what they say is that it is what we're going to start realizing now. We're going to start realizing that the foundation, the baseline of this current configuration of our reality has shifted. With the extreme shift in Schumann resonance, the intensity of the solar flares, all this planetary alignment, the shift in consciousness of humanity, it is like it's hard to miss. It's hard to ignore it now. But knowing it and embodying fully the new version of us is something that's quite different. This is why we share this here now. Because as we step into a high level of frequency, our mind needs to come on board. We basically need to be able to channel higher version of ourselves. Because as the earth has activated a new higher level of frequency, as we have shifted into a new timeline, which is the timeline of the new age, the new golden age, the new earth. It's the beginning. But you see, it's happening, right? It's like our consciousness, so our mind is really shaken up by the new vastness of opportunities that are out there. So we have a lot more options in terms of placement of our consciousness. We have a lot more options in terms of choosing as sovereign free beings the meaning that we give to things, the stories that we are going to create about this experience and that experience. So this shift is in consciousness can be quite challenging to witness. This shift in consciousness can be hard to align with because we can still see that in the world, there's all of these crazy things happening and now more than ever, right? So there is a part of our mind that wants to stay anchored into the lower realms and middle realms of the third and fourth dimension, thinking that I need to be reactive. I need to protest. I need to cry with these people. I need to post on social media about this trauma, this drama happening unfolding, to be part of humanity, to be basically a leader, to be compassionate, to be an empath. But actually, now that we have shifted in much higher level of frequency reality, we also have our consciousness offering us the option of other ways of aligning with what is. And this higher level of consciousness shows itself as, I do not want to take part to any of this. I don't know if it's my place to share about that. I don't know if actually feeling not so much reaction happening about this and that makes me a robot or not. On the other hand, actually, they say it's like we are so much more able to stay present at the center point of our fractal, in our heart center, as the angel of our human, that we can really experience the distancing effect that happens through embodied presence. So this is how our consciousness, our mind, we realize that yes, indeed, we have quantum leapt into a new reality, because now the vast majority of us guys are ready to stabilize fully into the fifth dimension of our consciousness. Fifth dimension is a placement of our consciousness, the same as seventh, ninth, and every dimension is a placement of our consciousness. So now that we start realizing I can have an experience, a quality of a reaction that is a reaction of neutrality, of detachment, of presence, therefore, I preserve my energy. It does not mean that I don't have aspects of my human that are still triggered, that are still in pain, that are still feeling the pain from others. Only this is not the versions of me that feels good to align with any longer. And this is how we realize that these versions of us that we were before, like I used to be like that many years ago, you know, I would see like this drama happening here and happening there. I would be like, oh my God, like let's do something about it. Let's march the street. Let's pray. Let's do something on social. Let's organize like group meditation and so on. And I would do all of these things. And then for me in those times, it would not come out of soul alignment. It came out of being reactive because my pain body was the one reacting to the pain of the world. But as I have done so much, you know, of this work, and as I have really come into much greater level of soul embodiment, I now realize that this version of me is still present, only there is not really much resonance with that. No, this is not what I'm here to be doing. I'm here to really be present as a channel, as a spiritual teacher, to speak about the timeline of high frequency of the golden age. There is nothing wrong about marching the street and organizing group meditation. This is not what I say. I say that personally, I used to do that. I used to post and organize all of these things out of reaction, out of my pain body, out of the projections of thinking that if I was doing nothing, it meant that I would not be a good person. I would not be a good leader. It takes a great deal of inner work and presencing of what is to realize that actually none of that is aligned to me, not aligned is aligned to the truth of my divinity, and to really channel what is, which is exactly this video. Because we share this with you now because a lot of humans are now ready to live in peace, to live in presence, to live in harmony. And for that, we need to give ourselves permission to do that. We literally simply need to presence the fact that our greatest longing, our greatest desire, the greatest pull that's coming from our gigantic heart is to live in peace, is to live in presence. And therefore, we do that every day. Every single day, pour into yourself. Feel what is. And we do that by practicing the fractal dynamic system, which is the body of work that I've been channeling and teaching for many years now. And I just went into, the portal. The portal is one of my programs. It's a 12-month program to amplify your channeling abilities, right? And this whole transmission was about this, about presencing what is. So there might be still versions of you that are connecting with the past, with lower realms, with the pain body, reactive body, and so on. We're not there to bypass them, to say there's something wrong with them. No. They exist, only we do not identify with them. So we can take, a pocket of time, like an hour or two, and do inner child healing, do ancestral healing, past life healing, trauma healing. And we do that, but we keep it as a pocket, like a ceremony that we do for ourselves to presence what is. But we do not identify with it. We are not that. So we share this with you because the architecture happening right now is that we kind of have this very interesting connection point. As the age of Aquarius has started for quite some time, and as a lot of us have actually activated fifth dimensional embodiment, if we know it or not, that's a different thing. As you receive this, you might realize that you have, because basically activating fifth dimensional embodiment is not like, like one day I do this session and the day after I live in the 5D. No, it is a process. We go there and back and there and back there and back on 4D bridge and so on until we feel like, oh, I actually have stabilized. And we know we have stabilized because we realize that every action that we take, every thought that we choose to emit, everything comes out of love. A greater desire to experience love, to feel love, to share love with others. This is why my human is not aligned into posting anything about what's happening in the world, into entering conversation about having an opinion and having, needed to protest, needed to post about that. Because to me, there is nothing that's coming from love around that. If anything, it is perpetuating the template of separation and trauma, because when someone posts about that and someone else reads about that and has a trauma that is connected to that, it reinforces the trauma again and again and again. So for me, the messages that I post is about the fact that you're freaking amazing, that we are powerful beyond measure, that everything is happening for a reason, that we are making it, that humanity is extraordinary, that you are extraordinary, that you are a multidimensional being of the light here experiencing itself in this current incarnation to reach mastery, that you're already a master, already an angel, you're already an enlightened being of the light. You are just here to play in this reality, and you can play the way you want by embodying any version that you want. You want to embody a version that is easily shaken up by the world event, a version of you that is easily falling into victimhood and aggressivity and questioning everything and then procrastinating and doubting your true divine nature, doubting yourself. Go for it. Embody that version of you and see where that leads you. But now, more than ever, you also have the ability to embody the version of you that knows true peace, presence, detachment, compassion, unconditional love, abundance, freedom, connection, and joy. That is so present inside of you that the magnetic pull to live like that is stronger than ever before. Because now the baseline is that. The baseline is the fifth dimension. Earth is already vibrating as seventh dimensional consciousness. So the baseline is fifth dimension for us. So we have the opportunity to align to that. So at the moment, what is happening? The baseline has shifted for some time, right? But what happens is that there is a lot of oscillation unfolding because the frequency is so high that everything that is not a frequency match to the timeline of the golden age that we are anchoring more and more every day needs to release itself, needs to go away, needs to alchemize, needs to heal, to dissolve. So the density is doing its thing. It is doing its thing for ourselves and for the world. So the invitation is to really realize that you are now in this configuration where the frequency baseline is offering you the possibility to embody the angel fifth dimensional consciousness that you are all the time, every single day. And it's actually much easier than it looks like, right? This is what I teach and what I share out in my programs, as well as much as possible, you know, here freely, as well as on social media. So what has happened now, what is happening now, is that we have this pocket of time that is offered to us through very specific planetary alignment that is literally like, if you want, it's like a very similar blueprint to the third dimensional and the fourth dimensional frequencies. So there is this kind of like layering, if you want. So the baseline is super high frequency, but now there is this window of time when we have like a Capricorn return and all of these things with Pluto and Neptune happening and everything. So basically we have a huge window where we can go deep into density to extract that very fast and efficiently, because the quantum dynamics are for that. It's like your baseline is the fifth dimension. So you have felt for weeks or months things coming up to the surface that you can no longer tolerate. Relationships, standards, things that are not aligned in your life, but not only externally, but also and always mostly for yourself. The way you speak about yourself, the way you speak about yourself in the past, the way you envision the future. You have less and less tolerance for low vibes, my friend, right? And so it means that all of these things that have been bubbling up a little bit, oh my God, I've had enough of this, I need to shift this. It can be anything from things that happen with the body, like proper, you know, physical things, to thoughts, emotions, recurring processes. Now we have this window of time offered to us that is like, okay, let's bring the big guns and let's clear all of that. Because the dynamic is as before, only now you have already experienced what it feels like to desiring or to live in the fifth dimension. So your tolerance for this bullshit is no longer there. This is why we are experiencing so much intensity. So this is why you or people around might experience like crazy shit happening. And it's like, why is this happening? This is exactly for that. Because you have no tolerance for this kind of bullshit anymore. But it's not that it's not going to stop happening. What's going to change is your reaction to it, is the placement of your consciousness, is your ability to presence what is with so much love and compassion that you do not bypass your emotions, you do not bypass the versions of you that are still deeply traumatized, and you actually go into processes to fully heal yourself. And it is also regarding the outside world. Do you want to keep going with engaging with the outside world as you have done so far? This is why also outside events are so intense. How easy do you get hooked into the traumas of humanity as meaning something, as, you know, you needing to have that reaction to be this leader, to be that healer, to be that light worker? You will witness that you're literally, you want to act differently. You want to be different. You want to feel different. So because the contrast is more potent, the contrast is more potent because when we live in density all our lives, we don't know any better. It's completely normal. We normalize it, which was us, you know, for most of our lives. Then we have done so much inner work and everything has happened. We anchor the new baseline of the golden age, the new earth, Aquarian age. And then all of a sudden we frequency shift very fast, or consciousness shift, and we're like, wait a minute, this is how I want to feel every day. This is what I want to call in my life. This is who I want to be. This is the kind of reality I want to create for myself, for the children of tomorrow, and for all of humans, to be honest, because my heart is that vast. I truly want humanity to experience and love and simplicity and abundance and like freaking stop with all of this bullshit at once. Excuse my language. My human gets very passionate about, you know, the future of humanity. So now that we can perceive this, we can also perceive the desire that is so present to have different reactions. Because remember, our reactions often comes out of habits. That is part of the architecture of being a human in this current incarnation. So if you have a habit of getting upset about what's happening in the world, needing to engage in conversation, needing to have a reaction with your partner, doing that, with your children, doing that, which I have always been doing. If you feel like there is an attachment to that identity, now you will really feel the weight of that dragging you down. I can tell you that, tell you this, because your heart has also experienced the other way. You know this, you feel this, your heart has already experienced presence, peace, the unified field. You already have felt it. And once we feel it, this is all we want to feel. This is where we want to be. And simply our game on life, our game on earth, is to stabilize in that. It's the pathway of mastery in physicality. And so now, with this dynamic happening, leading all the way to February, it's really like the planetary alignment, everything that's happening in the world, everything that's happening in your life is like, let's throw this ball at her, let's throw this fire at her, let's throw this at her and see how she's going to react. Is she going to be able to shift her consciousness, to shift her habits into feeling like this, 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 and that, and saying like, wait a minute, I want to create a habit to feel presence, to feel my heart loving more. So I love humanity. I pray. I send love. But I'm not going to react here and there as I used to before. So the level of presence, the level of peace, the level of detachment, the level of therefore ability to choose the quality that you want to embody, the quality of your reaction, the quality of your input in terms of action into the world is going to change tremendously. You have the opportunity to embody much higher level of frequency, much higher level of versions of yourselves. So this is what we are being offered with the quantum dynamic now, and it is extremely potent. So we would love to encourage you to more than ever, do not bypass anything. Really go deep. Really do the work. If you think you have done it, do it again. If you perceive that there is a strong reaction, a strong need to attach to an old identity, if you feel that you procrastinate, that you feel lost, that is also a habit. This is something that's quite cultivated actually in human consciousness. I procrastinate, I doubt myself, I feel like an imposter, it's normal. We cuddle do things. You're like, oh yeah, of course, you know, of course you're going to feel lost. Of course you're going to feel like you're not good enough and like an imposter. We all feel this way. That's not true. That's not true. That used to be that way, but it no longer is. Now is the time for badass souls who remember the truth of their multidimensionality, who remember the divinity, who remember how powerful they are, that they lived in a multitude of realities before this one and after that one, and actually all of these realities still happen now. Now it is the time for the angels that came here to raise the frequency of the earth to fully be known. And to fully be known is to fully accept yourself for who you are. That is what you are operating with the quantum dynamic now. It is stop bullshitting yourself about your inability to be a master, about like pretend thoughts and feelings and emotions that you are separate from your divine nature. Like, you know, we are not here to tolerate any template of separation any longer. Template of separation making also us believe that there is an evil that's going to come and get us. No. The only evil that there is not seeing ourselves for how amazing, freaking divine we are. Once we do that, once we fully reclaim our sovereignty, when we fully anchor into our heart, I can tell you everything changes and it's going to be so much easier to actually witness the structure of the new earth already in place into the earth because they are already here. They need growing for sure, but they are already here. So the Andromedans wants to finish by saying like we are always supported. We are always surrounded by so much light, so much love. It is very important to do the work, train our consciousness. If we want to embody higher level of frequency, we need to understand how to do that. We need to practice. no, things don't happen because we sit on a couch watching Netflix and it's like, oh, I'm receiving cosmic surgery at night, I'm going to do nothing during the day. No, it requires proper training. This is why I have programs. This is why I have programs that are actually part of the Mystery School, Modern Mystery School of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Okay, because I train my students at a very advanced level. So they're not there to be victims anymore, but they are there to be creator of their reality, to reclaim their sovereignty, to open up their consciousness, to know where to place their energy, what to do. Okay, so this is why you're here. So if you're interested to work with me, you know where to find me. Simply send me a message. Okay? So things outside out there are going to continue getting super intense. So really look after yourself, be super present, and always question your habits in terms of your reactions. Always ask, how can I presence this? How can I be more aligned to the truth of my divinity? What is the most aligned high frequency action that I can take for myself right now? And as you do that, as you pour into yourself, you increase the quality of your interaction with yourself. You are more connected to the unified field of your own angelic presence, the fifth dimensional field of your own consciousness. And therefore you have access to other versions of you that until now have been silenced because they had no space at the round table of your higher mind. So now you will be able to channel other versions of you that say, it's great, you're doing amazing, trust, everything is happening for a reason, it's going to be fine, do this and do that and you'll be great. So you connect to your own channel to receive the higher guidance about what to do in terms of releasing density and what to do in terms of anchoring your higher timeline. Okay, so I hope and trust that you enjoyed this transmission. Let me know in the comments how you received it. I send you lots of love and I will see you next time for another transmission.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.